In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Did you listen to our first reading? It is the dirty underwear reading. And I'm not kidding. What did God tell Jeremiah to do? Go buy yourself a linen loincloth, underwear. Wear it, but don't wash it. Then take it and hide it. Hide it for a long time. Then go get it. What is it like? It's rotted away. Anyone who says reading sacred scripture is boring doesn't know what they're talking about. Now, why would God have Jeremiah buy underwear, not wash it, hide it away and let it rot? To make a very good point, because the underwear is the pride of Judah. What is the pride of Judah? We are the people of God. This is the kingdom of David. God's temple is here. Nothing will happen to us. It doesn't matter what we do. We don't have to take care of that pride. We don't have to earn that pride. We don't have to be faithful to God. We can just do whatever we want, and God will protect us. It's kind of like what we heard last week. The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. And God says, don't think that's going to protect you if you are not obedient. Similarly, the pride of Judah, the pride of Judah. Hey, we kind of need it now. Let's go find it. And they dig it out, and it's rotted away. Use your faith or lose it. The faith is not something that we just don't maintain, don't wash. It's not something that we put away and only take out when we need. Because if you do that, guess what's going to happen? You're going to go dig out your faith, and it's rotted away. In some ways, it's like the family Bible that many people have. It sits on the end table, and it's got a 2-inch layer of dust on it. It's not doing any good. All it is a paperweight at that point. It has to be opened. It has to be read. The faith has to be lived. It has to be used. It has to be nurtured. We have to engage in the work of conversion. Otherwise, it's going to be just like the people of Judah. We look for it, and it is rotted away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.